Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The 34-year-old retired Army corporal who laid his military jacket and beret like a wreath yesterday at the Timmins Cenotaph says he did it out of divine order. Samuel Boulet says the Remembrance Day ceremony and atmosphere were very intense leading to that gesture.
You know, when you have a really big cry about something, the lessons you learn that's in those tears, you get a good hard look at the reality of what's happening right in front of you.
It was the first Remembrance Day ceremony Boulet's attended since his discharge from the military in 2012. The mayor of Timmins is CEO of a multi-million dollar corporation, and a counselor wants to know if $92,000 a year is a fair salary. Andrew Marks asked administration to report early in 2022, comparing the salary to other cities in the north and of similar size elsewhere.
I don't know the exact competitive wages for somebody at this skill level, but it would certainly be more than what we currently pay. I know that people in the past have taken pay cuts to be the mayor of the city of Timmins.
Any raise would kick in when the council elected next fall takes office. Mark strongly denies that he's running for mayor and won't even commit to whether he's running for re-election to council. We're up to 2,251 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Porcupine Health Unit territory during the pandemic. That's because of two new ones in Timmins today and one somewhere between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson. All the latest figures are in the feature by the numbers over on our website. There are 598 new cases in Ontario today, 53% in the unvaccinated and partially vaccinated population, 37% in the fully vaccinated. There are also five more deaths. Warm socks are a good idea for anyone going to the Santa Claus Parade in downtown Timmins tomorrow night. And don't forget to bring a new pair to donate to someone who needs them. Moose 93.1 and Socks Timmins will be collecting them along the parade route. We did the same thing in 2019, but as Socks Timmins coordinator Carol Halt notes, the pandemic canceled the 2020 parade.
We haven't been able to help as much as we would have normally helped. We know the need is there, and in fact, the need has even grown over the course of the last 18 months.
We'll gladly take new socks for kids, women, and men. The parade starts at 6 o'clock. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.